This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I had a guy complain about a hadith that I shared. So I wasn't sure, like, what's the matter here exactly. Apparently the guy told me, bro, stop narrating a hadith and just stick to the Quran. What kind of understanding is that? So this man is saying, I only take the Quran but don't take the hadith. And that is completely doesn't even make sense, because taking the Quran means you take the authentic hadith. So I told this man, I asked him a question. I told him, give me please the details of salah and the steps of it and what to say in each position. And tell me, if you don't mind, brother, the steps of Hajj and what things need to be done throughout the process of Hajj, throughout the 3, 4, 5 days of Hajj. So this brother did not know what to answer except saying, it's in the Quran, it's in the Quran. Tabi Habibi, tell me the exact details that you say it's in the Quran. And this man was completely, educated at this point, or humbled, or whatever the case may be. But of course, he had absolutely no answer that is correct and logical. Brothers and sisters, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is so critical to understanding the deen. You're like, brother, jazakallah khair for this introduction, but what's the connection between what you're saying with the last group? Brothers and sisters, the group that we are referring to is where Allah says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله. If you love Allah, you really love Allah, أنا بحب الله, you love Allah, طيب. فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Then follow me. Follow the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will love you back. If you follow Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, Allah will love you back and will forgive you for your shortcomings. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, this is the elite group. May Allah make us of them. This is a group, if you get it right, if you fall in this group, that means you fall into every single other group that Allah loves. One more time. If you follow this group, which is following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this means you will fall into every other group that Allah says that He loves. Allah says that He loves as-sabirin. So if you follow Rasulullah, and you'll be of like him, sabir. He loves al-mutawakkilin. So you follow the Prophet, that means you'll be a mutawakkil, insha'Allah. So you see how great this powerful ayah is. And part of following the Prophet means you follow the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his nasiha. You know what, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ahadith that he received has to be made very clear to you, brothers and sisters, or the narrations that he says. Allah says, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ doesn't just speak out of his whims and desires. No, he speaks based on revelation that he received. Yes, Rasulullah ﷺ, he received the Quran, brothers and sisters, and he also received the narrations that he says. Where's the hadith? أَلَا إِنِّي أُوتِيتُ الْكِتَابِ. The Prophet says, I received the kitab, the Quran. وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ. And I also received along with it something similar, which is the narrations of the Prophet ﷺ, the authentic ones that we have received, brothers and sisters. If someone has a problem, pay close attention. If someone has a problem in the way the hadith is transmitted to us, then this has to mean that they have a problem in the way the Quran came to us. Astaghfirullah, what are you talking about? No, as clearly as it sounded to you. If you have a problem with the way hadith came, because how did hadith and Quran come to us? Let's go to the Quran. The Quran, people say, the Quran is the word of Allah. But the hadith is the word of Al-Bukhari and Muslim and Abu Dawood. Ya akhi, pay attention. Al-Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, and these wonderful scholars, they are the ones that collect these hadith, the words of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And the Quran, when it came to you, who said it? Muhammad alayhi salam. And he said it to who? He said it to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So there's the creation involved. So just like how you trusted the Prophet to say it to the Sahaba to say it to At-Tabi'een and to go all the way so you can have it today for you to read. Similarly with the Hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said the statement, the Sahaba heard it, they forwarded it to the Tabi'een and it came all the way to us, brothers and sisters. So this is the process. And it wouldn't make sense for you to take one and not take the other, because they come hand in hand. And the Prophet ﷺ, he predicted, na'am, He predicted that people will come in the future and will speak with nonsense. He says, أَلَا يُوشِكُ رَجُلٌ شَبْعَانٌ عَلَى أَرِيكَتِهِ. The Prophet ﷺ says, a man would come and sit on his couch leaning. It was an image of kind of showing off. Not that it's haram, but the image, see, a shab'an, like someone just ate to his fill and just relaxing and half knocked out, whatever. Then he says, that man, عَلَيْكُمْ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. So the Prophet says that man will say, you just stick to the Quran. فَمَا وَجَدْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ حَلَالٍ فَأَحِلُّهُ. Whatever the Quran says it's okay to do, you do. وَلَا, then he says, وَمَا وَجَدْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ حَرَامٍ فَحَرِّمُهُ. And whatever the Quran says is haram, then basically stay away from it. So then that man is indicating, don't tell me the Prophet said, عليه السلام, hadith this, hadith that. Just stick to the Quran. You know what the Prophet said in the same hadith? He says, أَلَا لَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ لَحْمُ الْحِمَارِ الْأَهْلِي. The domestic donkey is not halal to eat. وَلَا كُلُّ ذِنَابٍ مِنَ السَّبْعِ. And the beasts with fangs are not halal to eat. And look at the wisdom of the Prophet ﷺ. These things with that detail is not necessarily mentioned in the Quran, brothers and sisters. To show you that many things. How do we pray? How do we pray? Rasulullah says, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِ أُصَلِّي. Pray the way you saw me praying. Wallahi, if it wasn't for the Prophet, none of us would have known how to pray. If it was not for the hadith that came our way, we would have not known how to pray. The brother, one last point about this. What is it? The thing about sahih, authentic, and the thing that is about weak, this is the issue here. So you believe in some authentic ahadith? Yes, of course, there's ahadith clearly authentic, inshallah. We know exactly who said it and who received it and when and how they met each other. Exactly. Al-Bukhari was extremely strict with the ahadith, brothers and sisters. So if you're able to at least appreciate the fact of the authentic ahadith, then you have now agreed we are on the same page. Then you are willing to accept how the ahadith were transmitted to us. As for distinguishing between authentic and weak, then alhamdulillah we have our noble scholars who are able to filter through and determine the clearly, non-negotiably, inshallah, authentic. And from the things that are clearly made up and fake, may Allah grant us wisdom, Ameer Rabbil Alameen. And hadith is a science of its own, just like how Quran and tafsir are a science of their own. May Allah allow us to follow the Quran and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So let's go back to the ayah. If you love Allah, then follow Rasulullah. So here it comes to show you that the more you follow Rasulullah, the more Allah will love you. And I want you to please remember that. The more you do what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to do or has done, and you're imitating the Prophet based on something you're supposed to do, the more Allah will love you back. So may Allah allow us to follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Amir Rabbil Alameen. And look to what he said. Ready for this? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. Everyone from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes to Jannah unless they do not want to. What? Everyone watching from Ummat Muhammad, you will go to Jannah unless you don't want to. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ يَأْبَى. O Prophet of Allah, who in the world would not want to? So he says, مَنْ أَطَاعَنِي دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever obey me will enter Jannah. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي فَقَدْ أَبَى. And whoever disobeyed me is the one who does not want to go to Jannah. May Allah allow us to be of those who obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Check this out. Check the level of obedience to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasallam. Ready for this? Yalla, bismillah. عن أبي سعيد ابن المعلى رضي الله عنه قال كنت أصلي في المسجد. He says, a sahabi, I was praying in the masjid. فدعاني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet of Allah called the companion to come. فلم أجبه. So the sahabi said, I did not respond. He was in salah. فقلت يا رسول الله إني كنت أصلي. So after salah, the companion went to the Prophet and said, يا رسول الله, I was praying. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, did you not hear or know that Allah said the following ayah? يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. O you who believe, respond to Allah and His Prophet. Respond to the Prophet when He calls you to that which brings you life. So the Prophet ﷺ says, when I call you, you need to basically end your salah and come. Don't even finish the salah, because Allah showed us the level of obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the companion, he listened, he obeyed, and he basically a promise that this will not happen again. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught him a very wonderful surah, which was Suratul Fatiha. Suratul Fatiha was something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shared with that sahabi. Brothers and sisters, you see what Allah says? إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. When you follow what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you to do, it will bring you life, it will bring you barakah, it will bring you happiness, inshallah. Otherwise, wallahi, punishment in this dunya and the akhirah. Na'am. Those who arrogantly push away the command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, destruction, dunya and akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a lot of mentioning of the Prophet, so make sure every time sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happened? A man was eating in front of the Prophet ﷺ, and he was eating with his left hand, بشماله. So the Prophet ﷺ told this man, كُلْ بِيَمِينِكْ, eat with your right hand. قَالَ لَا أَسْتَطِيعْ. So this man said, I cannot. And he said, مَا مَنَعَهُ إِلَّا الْكِبْرِ. He says nothing stopped him except arrogance. He knew the Prophet is speaking. He knew this is the truth. He knew this is the right thing to do, to eat with his right hand. But he arrogantly said, لَا أَسْتَطِيعْ. So the Prophet ﷺ, he says, لَا اسْتَطَعْتْ, and may you never be able to. And this man, فَمَا رَفَعَهَا إِلَى فِيهِ. This man was never able, ever, after that dua against him. The Prophet ﷺ, this shows you, if someone is arrogant to that level, disrespectful to Allah and the Prophet of Allah, he gave that dua against him. And he was never able after that moment to lift his right hand and eat with it. Subhanallah. May Allah protect us. And be sure you don't respond to this in this year, 2021, or whenever you watch this. Someone tells you the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. No, I cannot. I'm in the United States, Mishaaru, I can't do this. No, you have. You're capable. You have the rights. You have the capacity to do it. Don't be like that man. Don't be like him. Someone says about the Salatul Fajr, do Salatul Fajr, I cannot, you know, work starts at 8 o'clock, I need to get my sleep in. No, no, don't do stuff like that. Don't say stuff like that. You can say it's difficult. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to try. Pray for me. Ya Rab, help me. And you take the means. That's understandable. But to arrogantly say, no, not, you know, not this time, not in this era, may Allah protect us. We talk about, for example, salah, respecting parents, paying zakah, and doing the hijab and the proper clothing. Don't be like this sahabi, because it will come against us really bad. I'm not talking akhirah. I didn't even touch on akhirah. I'm talking about dunya. But you also have the reward, brothers and sisters, which I just shared with you. If you obey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're guaranteed Jannah, inshaAllah. And you see the examples of the sahaba, beautiful stuff. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, check this out, wallahi. He says, "Kuntu." The narrator says, "Qala kuntu saqi al-qawm." He, a companion, was the one who serves alcohol. Yes, I know it's haram, but that was before it was known to be haram. So alcohol was not made haram right away. It was after some time of the prophethood of Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. So he was passing alcohol, filling up the cups. Here you go, and serving them. Where was this? Fi manzil Abi Talha, fanazala tahrimul khamr. Then the revelation came about the prohibition of alcohol. فَأَمَرَ مُنَادِيًا فَنَادَ. So a caller, when the revelation came that alcohol became haram, خَمْر حَرَام خَلَاص, a man started calling out loud in the streets, you know, that alcohol is haram, making it clear, it has been revealed, we can no longer drink alcohol, period, non-negotiable. So Abu Talha tells that companion, أُخْرُجْ فَانْظُرْ مَا هَذَا صَلْ. Go and hear, what's going on? What's going on with this announcement? قَالَ فَخَرَجْتُ فَقُلْتُ هَذَا مُنَادٍ يُنَادِي. There's a caller that is calling, what? إِنَّ الْخَمْرَ قَدْ حُرِّمَتْ. Alcohol is banned, is no longer halal, it's haram. And you know what happened? فَقَالَ لِي إِذْهَبْ فَأَهْرِقْهَا. The owner of all the alcohol, he says, go and destroy and spill all of that alcohol. He didn't say, you know what, let me just go ahead and finish up a couple drinks. He didn't say, let me wait and pray istikhara. He didn't say, does this apply to all people of all ages? It's prohibited, it's clear. Don't play games, don't find loopholes. May Allah protect us and forgive us. So the companion says, the narrator, فَجَرَتْ فِي سِكَكِ الْمَدِينَةِ. people start breaking the alcohol, pouring it, and all the way until the streets of Medina was filled with alcohol, as if they were, as the example of them getting rid of it, brothers and sisters. And let me share with you something. The alcohol prohibition came in an ayah in the Quran, yes or no? And you see how these people, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they received it. It was a man. It wasn't the Prophet speaking, right? It was the Prophet said the ayah. Companions heard the ayah. They forwarded it to others. You see that process? That's like how the hadith comes to us in many cases, brothers and sisters, of the especially specifically authentic narrations. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us wisdom. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. So you see this fast-paced response to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One more, one more. One time the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was about to deliver a Friday khutbah, yakhtub al-jum'ah. So the Prophet says, ijlisu, he announced while he was about to get ready to deliver a khutbah, he said, sit down everyone, sit down, ijlisu. فَسَمِعَ ذَلِكَ إِبْنُ مَسْعُودِ Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he heard that. Sit down. When did he hear it? As he was walking into the masjid. So think of the door. He's right at the door. The Prophet is all the way at one place saying this announcement. Please sit down. Ibn Mas'ud, from his obedience to the Prophet ﷺ, he sat exactly where he heard. He sat exactly where he heard the Prophet say, sit down. So he sat down. In front of the door, in front of the door. The Prophet said, sit down, I'm sitting down. Tab, it might hurt. He said, sit down. Allahu Akbar. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَرَآهُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, he saw him. Then he says, تَعَالَ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ ibn Mas'ud. The Prophet says, Ibn Mas'ud, يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ ibn Mas'ud, come here. Come forward. Showing, don't block the door. Come here and sit here, basically, right? This comes to show you the Sahaba. The greatest people ever, brothers and sisters. May Allah make us respond to the Prophet in such a fast pace. Ya Rab, all brothers and sisters watching us. May Allah allow us to hear a hadith and hear an ayah. And we say we heard and we obeyed. Sami'na wa ata'na, and we do it right away. Ya Allah, don't make us take too long, Ya Allah. Wallahi, not even an hour or two, let alone a year or two. Let alone people say after marriage and after hajj and after I retire. A'udhu billah. May Allah grant us strength. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. And one of our mashayikh says something beautiful. He says, on yawm al-qiyamah, there's a bridge that goes over hell. As-sirat yudrab ala jahannam, right? Fawqa jahannam. And that sirat, we know, is sharp. That sirat has hooks and thorns. And the speed at which people cross the sirat varies. Some go as a speed of light. Hell is under you. You want to go as fast as possible. Some people go as fast as a wind or a bird or as a horse, as fast as a one horse, and others are walking, and others are crawling. So the Sheikh says, subhanAllah, the correlation, and check this out. Your speed on the Sirat Yawm al-Qiyamah will be equivalent or related or correlated with your speed in how fast you apply the commands of Allah and the Prophet alayhi wasalam. How fast you respond to the command of the Prophet. You heard this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, don't do this. And he's like, I'm not doing it. Rasulullah says, do this, and you do it. How fast it is a reflection of how fast you will cross the Sirat. Because the Sirat is Islam. And Islam is basically taking part into what the Prophet told us to do. May Allah allow us to follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Say ameen, brothers and sisters. We hear the Prophet ﷺ also, there's a lot of stories, wonderful stuff. But let me share with you one here. One time, there was a companion in which his sister was married to a man, okay? And then that sister got divorced by that man. After the iddah, or that period has done, which he could have returned back the wife, he postponed so the iddah is completed. So therefore, if that man wants to marry that lady again, it's a whole new contract. So when this man came to propose again to the sister who he earlier divorced, the brother to that sister says, no way, no way, I will never ever allow you. He says, ya luka, you silly dude, akramtuka biha, I honored you and respected you and allowed you to marry my sister. I approved of that. Obviously, the sister was also approving of it. Akramtuka biha, wazawajtukaha, fatallaqtaha. And now you divorce her, and now you want her back. Wallahi la tarja ilayka abada. You will never ever have my sister back again. And then when this statement came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayah. The understanding of this ayah is chapter 2, verse 232. The meaning of the ayah is that you should not. وَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ. If someone divorces his wife and the time has come. So basically the meaning is, if the husband or the ex-husband wants to come back to the wife, to the lady, and they're both okay with it, then don't stop it from happening. Then what? Don't stop it from happening. Why am I sharing this with you? Because that sahabi, how you see the comments he mentioned? You loser, ya luka, you silly guy, I honored you, respected you, I gave you my wife. Wallahi, no way I will accept that from you. You see that level? No way, wallahi. But when he heard the ayah that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that don't stop them, then this man said what? سَمْعًا لِرَبِّي وَطَاعَ. I will obey Allah. And of course, this is obedience to Rasulullah sallam. ثُمَّ دَعَاهُ فَقَالَ أُزَوِّجُكَ وَأُكْرِمُكَ. Yes, I will approve of this marriage. And they basically, brothers and sisters, were okay to get married. So this point here is to show you the level of obedience. Emotions on the side when it comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Emotions and desires and whims and all these things. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something, it's over. It's not negotiable. Look what Allah says. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَ. It's not befitting. It's not an option. Any clear, black and white. It's not an option for a mu'min or a mu'mina, male or female, believing man or woman. إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. That when Allah and the Prophet of Allah, they mention a command. It's not an option for you to say, I don't think it's good for me. I'm not going to do it. Well, I have a difference of opinion. لا ما في لهم الخيارة بس ما في اختيار. It's not an option. You follow. You said لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول. It's a contract that you sign. It's over. And this comes, brothers and sisters, with the commands of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. And there's barakah. Wallahi, there's barakah when you hear and you obey Allah and His Prophet. Check this out. One time, there was a man. His name is Julaybib, very famous companion, but his fame is for many reasons. Of them, he's a great companion, is that he wasn't perhaps the most handsome, the richest. He wouldn't be a man that, you know, the families would love for this man to come propose to their daughter. But one time, brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to a family, okay? Min al-Ansar, from the people who were residents in Medina. Then what happened? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, زوجني ابنتك. Allow your daughter to get into marriage. So that man, the father of that lady, thought that the one who's asking for the hand of the daughter is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the man, the father, said, نعم وكرامة يا رسول الله. Of course, you want the hand of my daughter? For sure. No doubt in that. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إني لست أريدها لنفسي. I'm not asking for her hand for me. Then the father said, فلمن يا رسول. Then for who? He says, قال لي جليبيب. It is, I'm asking her hand for جليبيب. So the father says, يا رسول الله, أشاور أمها. Let me consult with her mom. Subhanallah. That's how difficult it was for him to accept جليبيب. And Rasulullah is the one asking on the behalf of جليبيب. Can you imagine the honor? So قال لي جليبيب. So then the husband goes to the wife. Now, they didn't speak to the daughter yet. So the daughter's not in the picture. So the father is speaking to the mother. So when the father went to the mother, he says, Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam is asking for the hand of our daughter. So the mother says, Akarama wa ni'miha. What a beautiful, of course. And why are you asking me? This is non-negotiable. Of course. Ahlan wa sahlan. So the father says, no, it's not. He's not asking for her hand for himself. Innama yakhtubuha li julaybib. He's asking her hand for Julaybib. Do you know what the mother said? And I'm going to say exactly as the hadith says. Ajulaybib? Inni. Yani, ew. Inni. Three times. Ajulaybib? Inni. Inni. Yani, yuck. No way. Ew. Not Julaybib. La la umrullahi la nuzawijo. No way, wallahi, no matter what happens. No way our daughter gets married to Julaybib. Now, who heard this the girl, the daughter, the one whom the Prophet is asking her hand for Julaybib. Then she says, أَتَرُدُّونَ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَمْرَهُ. The lady, the young lady, she says, are you turning down the command and the request of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? اتفعوني. No, you guys, no, step aside. فإنه لن يضيعني ولم يضيعني. Rasulullah will never, ever tell me to do something that will ruin me. Allahu Akbar. He will never tell me to do something that will go against me. He will never tell me to do something that will harm me. Even though it may not logically be clear. Julaybib, there's a lot of other great men. But Julaybib, the Prophet advised that I marry him. Wallahi, I will marry him. Itfa'uni. No, don't stop between me and the command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فانطلق أبوها إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So her father went to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and told him. فقال شأنك بها فزوجها جليبيب. So he said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, you know what, خلاص, we agree. And then جليبيب, brothers and sisters, got married to that lady. They both got married, alhamdulillah. And one day a battle came. غزوة في جهاد في سبيل الله. And who participated in this battle? It was جليبيب رضي الله عنه. And then, brothers and sisters, at the end of the battle, the Prophet ﷺ asked, هَلْ تَفْقِدُونَ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. Are we missing any of the soldiers? Because after the battle, people look for who of the soldiers are missing and passed away. قَالُوا لَا. He says, no, Ya Rasulullah, we're not missing anyone. I think we have everybody. We counted everyone who passed away, who's alive, this and that. We found everyone, Ya Rasulullah. Then he says, انظروا. Check. Are you sure you're not missing anyone? قَالُوا لَا. Then the Prophet ﷺ says, لَكِنِّي أَفْقِدُ جُلَيْبِيبًا. But I am missing Julaybib. He was with us. Where is he at? قال فطلبوه في القتلى. Go and look for him. فطلبوه فوجدوه إلى جنب سبعة قد قتلهم. They found Julaybib dead, رضي الله عنه. Around him, seven of the kuffar and the mushrikeen, the disbelievers, the enemies. He killed seven of them. Then eventually he got killed, رضي الله عنه. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was notified, Ya Rasulullah, ha hu dha ila jambi sab'atin qad qatalahum. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam carried Julaybib. Naam, he carried Julaybib, the bed of Julaybib were the arms of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he buried Julaybib, and guess what he said in a beautiful, beautiful sentence. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he explains in a beautiful narration where he says, هَذَا مِنِّي وَأَنَا مِنْهِ. Me and Julaybib are like one. That's how close he was to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And why am I sharing this hadith with you in its length? Because the ending of it. The hadith says, brothers and sisters, that there was no lady from Al-Ansar, no woman from Al-Ansar, أنفق منها, who was more blessed in giving in charity and doing good as much as that lady, the one who accepted Julaybib. Let me reword it. The one who accepted the command or the request of the Prophet ﷺ. You see the barakah? Though everybody would have been shocked, why you got married to Julaybib? But look at the barakah. She got married to a man whom the Prophet loves. She got married to a man who died as a shaheed. She got married to a man who will, inshallah, intercede for her to go to Jannah. Yes, because the martyr intercedes for 70 of his family members. Obviously, the wife being of them. All that honor. And also in dunya, she was one of the wealthiest of Al-Ansar in terms of giving in charity. This is the barakah of listening to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And there's more. And wallahi, there's so many stories to share with you, brothers and sisters. And I just want to share with you the last one here, okay? It's a sentence. I will not go through the whole hadith, but just a sentence. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, there was a lady in which three men went to propose to her. Three men, okay? One of them being Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu. So he explained, when she was she was wondering that sister, radiallahu anha, who should she get married to? So the Prophet said, I encourage you to marry Usama. فَقَالَ رَهَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ سَلَّمَ. Though Usama radiallahu anhu was not the best in terms of maybe status, right? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, طَاعَةُ اللَّهِ وَطَاعَةُ رَسُولِهِ خَيْرٌ لَكِ. Wallah, هذا الحديث, if you just have it here, خليه, always put it in your mind. I'll translate. I got you. Rasulullah says, obeying Allah and obeying the Prophet of Allah is khair for you. It's always good. I don't see it, I can't see it, but eventually you will see it, inshallah. But you have to go and you surrender to Allah and the commands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, I don't want to take much of your time. It's a blessing. Wallah, it's a blessing to talk about the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who follow him and see him in yawm al-qiyamah. Say ameen. And may Allah allow us to be his neighbor in Jannah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. This was the last group to share with you. And I pray to Allah to allow you of those whom Allah loves because you follow the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah bless you. May Allah protect you. May Allah make you of al-muhsineen. المتقين الصابرين المتوكلين التوابين المطهرين المتطهرين الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص and المتبعين لرسول الله the followers of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. جزاكم الله خيرا. It has been an honor to deliver this series. I hope it was of benefit to all of you. May Allah bless you. May Allah protect you.